As promised, we are joined right now by a linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the 200th pick overall by the Falcons in 2018 out of Yale. Had an enormous game against Jacksonville. 18 tackles, 13 solo. Also, third in the NFL right now with 113 overall tackles. He led the NFL in tackles last season with 192. The Jags are at Detroit on Sunday. Foye Oluokun is my guest. Foye, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Good, dude. Good. Great to have you. So you had an enormous game against the Ravens on Sunday, as I mentioned. 18 tackles, 13 solo tackles. You've had some big games. Have you ever had a game like that personally?
Statistically, no. I just, you know, kind of just happened as the game was going on and kind of just make the plays as they come, fill in the gaps and stuff. But like while it's happening, it kind of just feels like one of those days where, you know, you're getting to the ball a little bit, but you're not feeling like it's a big, you know, number like that, no.
I get that. So what's a win like that do for the overall confidence for a young team like that to come back and finish the way you did? What's that do for the overall confidence of the team?
It's good just to know all the hard work we put in through the week is going to the right place. I know we've had ourselves in that situation a couple times this year where maybe it didn't fall the way we wanted it to, but just to see, you know, us come out with the win in a close game against a great opponent like that just shows, you know, what we're capable of competing against week in, week out.
So, Foye, what's the experience been like for you? Like 6 months after you became a Jag, you were elected a captain. Not really surprising, but it's still pretty telling about you and what they think of you. What is your approach to leadership?
You know, I don't really describe myself as like a rah-rah guy. I think I'm more used to like leading by example, trying to show what work ethic I feel like works throughout a week. You know, showing my determination and stuff, trying to help the team win throughout the week. But it's always, you know, the next step of a leader is like bringing guys along with you, kind of showing them and then not telling them, but, you know, doing it all together. So, you know, especially as a defense, making sure everybody can see the same things out there on the field, be able to communicate with each other. But it's not just, you know, them seeing you do it. You got to pull people along with you a little bit.
Yeah, right. You know, the old saying, either you push or you pull if you're going to lead. You know, with that kind of mindset, it kind of brings me to the next point. You've put up some really, really big numbers this year. I mentioned you led the league in tackles last year. Do you feel like you're one of the top linebackers in the game right now?
Yeah, I never really look like it that way because week in, week out, every linebacker, you know, you have a bad game or a good game. And to say that you're the top, all of a sudden next week you have a bad game, people are down on you about that. I just try to be my best every week, do what the team needs every week. I think a lot of linebackers have different skills across the league. I know a lot of times we're messed up in coverages. A lot of times, depending on the team you play, you might have to be more downhill. Some teams might have to be more lateral. But it's really being able to do what your team needs of you. If you can do that, then I feel like you're going to be a top linebacker in the league. But you know, sometimes different things are required from different people.
Foye Oluokun is joining us right now. Your journey to me is really amazing. In fact, I want to get into that in a moment, but I saw something also I thought was really interesting. You've got your own clothing line. It's called the Team Ugly Gang. Dude, the Team Ugly Gang, what is that all about? What's that mean?
It's really a brand of self-confidence. You know, just outside looking in, if I could wear a shirt, you know, calling myself ugly, I don't really care what people are thinking about my appearance or what people think about me because I'm pretty confident of what I bring to the table, how I step every day. But ugly stands for you got to love yourself. And that can be, you can look at that many different types of ways, you know, just kind of in the football setting. You know, a lot of people are going to have, you know, doubts about you or say this and that about you. But if you're confident of like your skill set and what you bring to a team each and every time, you know, that's who you are and that's who you portray every week. And then if you want to look at it appearance ways, like people call you ugly, everybody's ugly to somebody. But at the end of the day, the brand logo is the ugly duckling, where people call it ugly his whole life. But at the end of the day, it was a swan, and that's the most beautiful bird in the world. But a swan, you know, at that time is going to be called ugly, but, you know, it's still a swan. So there's a swan in everybody, and everybody calls somebody ugly. But know who you are, know, be true to yourself, and that's what lets you shine.
Hey, dude, I'm so glad I asked you that question. Team Ugly Gang. I love the acronym, too. So when you went to Yale, story is you could play either basketball or football. Like, what did that decision come down to? Did you like football better, or maybe did it just make more sense to you?
It made more sense. I think watching, like, watching as a fan, I like basketball better. But playing and the feeling that you get when you win on a football field is way better than basketball. But I wanted to go and I wanted to, you know, I chose Yale for obviously academics, but I didn't want to have to wait to play whatever sport I did choose to play. And just the way the basketball was looking, you know, I'm 6'1", kind of combo guard. I knew a guy from St. Louis who was there, 6'4", he's pretty good. And the only kind of way I had to wait 2 years to really get solidified starting playing time. So I was looking at the football team and I was looking at the basketball team. I was like, you know, football might be the way to go here. 22 guys started every year. So I'll do that one.
Dude, in short.
And I can get bigger, like more food and more connections. So it just made more sense to me.
Right, it made more sense. And in short, you did the math also, something you're good at. I'm curious, so when you stepped on campus and you made that decision, at what point did you start thinking about the NFL as a real possibility? Like, you know what, man, I can play there.
There's two, like, after freshman year, I got FCS, All-American for the freshman team. And then some of my coaches said, you know, keep on this path, keep getting better, you have a chance to make the league. And I just thought that's what coaches say to all the good players or whatever. But then it wasn't until actually my high school teammate, Zeke, he went off against Alabama. And I was watching that. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because I grew up, you know, competing against them, competing with them all high school. At Alabama, you're just here, like, at that time, you know, top of the top. You know, they can't be beat. And he goes off and beats them to go to the championship, wins MVP, all that stuff. Gets drafted fourth. I see him get drafted fourth. I'm doing some math. I'm like, you know, I remember competing against him. Unless, like, you know, our college programs are that much different where he just got way much better than me, there's no way I can't make it to the NFL and at least compete with those guys too. You know, if he's going to be the superstar that he is, I'm going to have at least a role. So I just, you know, from that point on, I actually got hurt that year when I saw him. I was sitting there in a sling when he got drafted. I said, I'm going to come back from my injury. I'm training my besties. Next 2 years, I'm going to try as hard as possible to get there because I know if I get my foot in the door, I'm going to do it whatever it takes to make it work. So that was kind of my mindset after that, and that's why I realized like my real chances on making the NFL.
All right, so for those who didn't pick up on that, when you just kind of slipped that in, my high school teammate Zeke, you're talking about Ezekiel Elliott. So when you realize, hey, you know what, I know that I can hang. I've competed against this guy. I belong. And then the 2018 draft comes along, and you do get drafted. But I mean, back to the basketball thing for one thing. Like, you did the math, and football made more sense, but you did love basketball, and you played basketball growing up. I'm curious, who was your favorite basketball player when you were a kid growing up?
Oh, growing up, I say most consistently it was Rondo, Rajon Rondo.
How come?
Rajon Rondo. Just a floor general, and he's kind of overlooked on every team, but he brings what he brings to the team and makes them better. Like, if you look at that Boston Big Three, without a point guard doing what he does, I don't think they do much on the court. And then he was scoring in his abstract ways. He was averaging, like, a triple-double in big games. You know, he'd have his crazy stat line, like 20 points, 24 assists, 10 rebounds, like, but he wouldn't go talked about. And I was a person who, like, understands, you know, the ins and outs of basketball. I'm like, this guy here, he doesn't get all the praise in the world, but he's really what makes the team go. And then I liked his attitude, just, and he's kind of a quiet, confident person. I just watched his interviews and stuff. I just love, you know, his confidence in himself. No matter what people on the outside say, the confidence in himself, and he knows what he brings to the team. I really like that about him.
He didn't give a damn, right? I mean, he cared a lot about the right things, but he didn't care what you thought or what anybody else thought, and that was really good for him. For you, you changed your number when you came to Jacksonville from 54 to 23. It seems pretty obvious as to why you might do that, but for those not picking up on that, what was the thinking behind that move?
Yeah, I was 23 my whole life growing up, and everybody, you know, again, in basketball, you want to be somebody. Everybody wants to be Michael Jordan, and it's just this competitive spirit, and then and that's kind of what I feel like I bring. I have a lot of competitiveness about me. And, you know, they say he takes things personally. I feel like I won't say people try me all the time, but I do take a lot of things personally, quietly. And that really fuels me into competing against whoever I'm going against because I want to be, you know, or have a leg up on whoever I go against. I want to win. I want to prove that I won't say better, but I want to prove that I can beat whoever I go against day in, day out. And I feel like you have to have that kind of mindset about you to train that hard or to play that hard, just trying to prove, you know, to whoever, even if the person might not be said as good as you, I have to prove, you know, to you that, you know, I'm going to beat you that day. So I just love that, you know, his work ethic and his kind of mindset going into games and going into training that I feel like most athletes should embody.
So before you go really quickly, let me ask you this. Like, those who know, know. I mean, you very clearly have proven yourself. You talk to anybody that you've played with, anybody you play with right now, they know exactly what you're all about. They know you're the guy who's going to lead from the front. You mentioned that people will try you. Do you feel like people still try you? Do you feel like you still have things to prove like that way?
Oh, I got something to prove every day I step in the facility. I got something to prove to coaches, to my peers, to myself. And then when I go against somebody, to them, really, I get tried to somebody, you know, let's say they lower their shoulder in a hole. Like, they really thought that you could run over me. And I'm not saying that they can't run over me, but you really, like, had that thought in your mind that you was going to run over me. Like, you thought that I was weak and you're going to run. It's just, I don't like that. It's just little things like that. It's just the game. Like, they're just playing the game to the best of their ability. But, you know, I just play for respect. Like, if I play against somebody, I want to earn their respect. I want them to not necessarily come to me after the game, but I want them to acknowledge, you know, have a mutual respect. Like, you're good, I'm good, so we're good. But if I feel like they don't have that respect towards me, that's where I feel trapped.
Like, for you, you, to me, are a really different dude, and I mean that in the best way possible. So, like, the game. Well, how do you see the game? Is the game just a game? I mean, an important game. You take it really seriously. Is it a game, or does it represent something even more than that to you?
I feel like it's an opportunity. Every game is an opportunity. Obviously, the game is fun. It's a game. I kind of put a lot of importance in these games that I play. So, you know, when I lose, I get really down. When I win, I'm up. But I want to win the next one just because I know how my emotions kind of ride off of it. But it's really like an example of who I am. I put on tape every week. It's kind of like, I would say it's a lifestyle, because that's really all I'm doing right now, is trying to show to people I feel like are important in my life, you know, my love, my dedication to the game. I want them to show, I'm trying to show, you know, how good I am every week. So I say it's a lifestyle right now.
I like that. I like that a lot. And one last thought. Trevor Lawrence looked just great Sunday, and not just on that winning drive. Obviously, it's your first year with the team. But from what you see and what you hear, what's the biggest difference in him this year as compared to last year?
I don't ask about last year just because I don't like when people start talking down and stuff. But this year I'm seeing a lot of confidence and a lot of ability to kind of shrug off what might have happened in the past this year. Or what might happen, like, last play, and be able to get to that next play, because he has the confidence in himself, kind of like what I was talking about earlier. Like, he knows what he's capable of every play. And I love how coachable he is. So, like, the Trevor Lawrence we saw in the beginning of the season is the Trevor Lawrence we're seeing now. And even, you know, when he does have a good game, he's always talking about things he could have done better. And I think in order to be, you know, one of the best, you got to keep improving yourself every game. And if you can do that every game, not just every season, but, you know, from last game to the next game, you're going to improve rapidly.
He was currently third in the NFL in tackles this year, led the NFL in tackles last year, coming off an enormous game in that win over the Ravens, played his college ball at Yale, and was drafted in 2018. Foye Oluokun, my guest. Foye, I usually do not keep a guest that long, but just had to chop it up, man. That was fun. That was interesting. And I really appreciate you. Great to have you back on. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you. Yeah, it was cool talking with you.
You too. Foye Oluokun. That, as I mentioned, is a different dude, and I mean that in the best way possible. That is a really interesting guy. So I wanted to kind of spend as much time with him as I could. And it's always good to talk Jacksonville Jaguar football.